अधमादावह कुञ्जविहारि जराधमादावह कुञ्जविहारि गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारि गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारि यशोदानन्दन व्रज चानरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज चानरञ्जन जमुनचीरावनाचारि जमुनाचिरावनाचारि जराधमादावह कुञ्जविहारि जय राधमादावह कुञ्ज विहारि गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारि गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारि यशोदानन्दन व्रज चानरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज चानरञ्जन जमुना चिरावनाचारि जमुनचिरावनाचारि जराध मरवह कुञ्जविहारि गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारि यशोदानन्दन व्रज चानरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज चानरञ्जन जमुनचिरावनाचारि जमुनचिरावनाचारि हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हो राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nithai Gaura Haribo. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Shishi Kishore Kishore Ki, Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Ki, Shishi Gauranitai Ki, Gaur Premanandi, Samaveda Bhaktivrind Ki, Jai Shishi Guru Gurang, Jai Shishi Guru Gurang, Jai Shishi Guru Gurang, Jai Shishi Guru Gurang. Today for the pleasure of all assembled devotees, Vaishnavas, and by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we are continuing reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, The Forest of Enjoyment, text number 31. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tatrapi niravarodha svairena viharnati kripana buddhir anyonya Mukhani riksha nadina gramya karma naiva vismrita kalavadihi. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shall we read word by word? Yeah, I can read just quickly. Yeah. Tatrapi. In that condition, in the society of human beings descended from monkeys, niravarodha, without hesitation, svairena, independently without reference to the goal of life, viharan, enjoying like monkeys, Atikripana buddhi, whose intelligence is dull because he does not properly utilize his assets. Anyonya, of one another. Mukha nirikshana adina, by seeing the faces. when a man sees the beautiful face of a woman and the woman sees the strong build of a man's body, they always desire one another. Gramya karmana, by material activities for sense gratification. Eva, only. Vismrita, forgotten. Kala avadina, the limited span of life, after which one's evolution may be degrading or elevating. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. In this way, the descendants of the monkeys intermingle with each other, and they are generally known as Shudras. Without hesitating, they live and move freely, not knowing the goal of life. They are captivated simply by seeing the faces of one another, which remind them of sense gratification. They are always engaged in material activities known as gramya karma, and they work hard for material benefit. Thus they forget completely that one day their small life spans will be finished and they will be degraded in the evolutionary circle. Purpose. Materialistic people are sometimes called Shudras, or descendants of monkeys, due to their monkey-like intelligence. They do not care to know how the evolutionary process is taking place, nor are they eager to know what will happen after they finish their small human lifespan. This is the attitude of the Shudras. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, this Krishna consciousness movement, is trying to elevate Shudras to the Brahmana platform so that they would know the real goal of life. Unfortunately, being overly attached to sense gratification, materialists are not serious in helping this movement. Instead, some of them try to suppress it, and thus it is the business of monkeys to disturb the activities of the Brahmanas. The descendants of monkeys completely forget that they have to die, and they are very proud of their scientific knowledge and the progress of so-called material civilization. The word gramya karmana indicates activities meant only for the improvement of bodily comforts. Presently, all human society is engaged in improving economic conditions and bodily comforts. People are not interested in knowing what is going to happen after death, nor do they believe in the transmigration of the soul. When one scientifically studies the evolutionary theory, one can understand that human life is a junction where one may take the path of promotion or degradation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti deva vrta devan, pitrin yanti pitri vrta, bhutni yanti bhutejya, Yanti mad yajino pimam. What Krishna says that those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me, Krishna says, will live with me. So, in this life, we have to prepare ourselves for promotion to the next life. Those who are in the mode of Rajagun are generally interested in being promoted to the heavenly planets. Some of them unknowingly are degraded to lower animal forms. And those in the mode of goodness can engage in devotional service, and after that they can return home back to Godhead. Yanti madyajino pimam. That is the real purpose of human life. And this is the real purpose of human life. So this Krishna conscious movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is trying to bring the intelligent human beings to the platform of devotional service. Instead of wasting time trying to attain a better position in material life, one should simply endeavor to return home back to Godhead. Then all problems will be solved. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:17, Shrinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyanta stohya badrani vidunoti suhrit satam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So what? One simply has to follow the regulative principles and act like a Brahmana by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, one purifies himself of the baser material modes, Tamogun and Rajogun, and becoming freed from the greed of those modes, can attain complete peace of mind. In this way, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and one's relationship with Him, and thus be promoted to the highest perfection. Siddhim paramam guttaha. Tatrapi niravarodha svairena viharannati kripana buddhir anyonya mukha nirikshanadina gramya karmanaiva vismrita kalavadihi. In this way, the descendants of the monkeys intermingle with each other, and they are generally known as Shudras. Without hesitating, they live and move freely, not knowing the goal of life. They are captivated simply by seeing the faces of one another, which remind them of sense gratification. So they are always engaged in material activities known as gramya karma, and they work hard for material benefit. Thus they forget completely that one day their small lifespans will be finished and they will be degraded in the evolutionary circle. Etecham sakala sa. Krishna stu bhagavan svayam. So this is Parivasa Sutra. It says that Krishna is the source of everything. And the goal of life, as Srila Prabhupada says here, the purpose of human life is to engage in devotional service. So, we see Shukadeva Goswami just explaining the Maharaj Parikshit, the realities of material existence and real situation of this material world. For those who still have some illusion that things could be improved here, or things are tolerable for existence. Although, if we follow His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and we know what he speaks, that this world is not a place for gentlemen, for real spiritual gentlemen. Because it's just the culture of monkeys. Even they're proud, claiming scientifically that humans are the descendants of the monkeys. Well, for any civilized person, there is nothing to be proud about. And yesterday we read in Srila Prabhupada's purport that the person who is in this lifetime of human being in Sattvagun, that means that in previous life he was a cow. Because this is a form of life meant for the service for humanity. It is said that the cow has been given by the Lord for the human beings so that by using her milk, they could develop the subtle tissues of the brain so that they could cultivate the spirituality. Because without the milk, without products, without the ghee, you cannot perform the sacrifices. So the cow totally and absolutely is meant for and devoted her life for the service of the human beings and the process of sacrifice, satisfying the Lord. The one who takes birth and is overcome by the Rajagun, in previous life he was a lion. And those in Tamagun, they are monkeys. So we see that in Kali Yuga, most of the people are into Shudra mentality, which was disclosed nicely by Srila Prabhupada's purport today. Everyone is just interested in increasing his bodily comfort. So what does that mean? For a Brahmana who knows the purpose of life, it's just the obvious knowledge, obvious message that the most of the society is in bodily concept of life, just not knowing nothing else. Yesterday we had a public program in a particular community where maybe 70 people came. And yes, some of them were quite rebellious, not agreeing to accept the Vedic point of view, claiming that the philosophy exists only in the West, and the Eastern philosophy in Vedas, there is no philosophy. So with such type of people is no purpose, no need for discussion. They don't discuss, they claim. They don't want to come closer to the absolute truth. They just value their own opinion too much. Above my personal opinion, there is nothing. What God you are speaking about? There is nothing. There is nobody. So I just cracked a joke saying that a devotees are very liberal. They are employing even the atheists, giving them the life's mission, neglecting the existence of the Lord. Because if there would be no devotees, there would be no believers, the atheists would be unemployed because they would have no opposition, they would have no job to do, nothing to deny. But they are stupid enough that they can't understand that you can't deny the one who doesn't exist. How you can deny something which doesn't exist? You can deny something which exists, isn't it? How can you deny something or somebody who doesn't exist? There is nothing to deny. You can deny if something is there, somebody is there. Then you can say, oh, he's not, like that. But if there is nothing, if there would be no God, there would be no atheism. Only because there is God, so those non-believers, they are employed by making their life's mission, denying the Lord's existence. I remember last winter, I was having a trip in Poland from one city program to another, and I was having a train trip. And it was a cabin, like only three of us were traveling in this small wagon. There was a Christian monk lady there. There was some Shudra, laborer person, and there was me dressed in traditional Vaishnava cloth. And this Shudra person, he was all the way teasing this lady, Christian monk, teasing her, saying, "There is no God, there is no God." And she was very upset and sometimes even almost on the verge of crying. So after half an hour listening to his nonsense, he was a bit drunkard. So he was having fun from her saying, "Oh, there is no God." And she was so serious. "No, there is God, and there are scriptures, and there is Bible, and there is that." And she tried to counteract his arguments. But he was a rough drunkard Shudra. So at some point, and there was a winter, and there was a snow going on, and there was like cloudy day, no sun. So I just got up, turned around, and told him, approached him and told, "You know, ma'am, I have bad news. There is no sun in this world." And he said, "No, there is sun." I said, "Okay, show me." And he just pointed to the window. I said, "Sir, why are you pointing your finger through the window?" He said, "There is sun." I said, "I don't see it. Where is the sun? I just see the clouds and the snowflakes. I don't see." And he says, "No, behind the clouds there is sun." I said, "But how you will prove me, because I don't see it, and you don't see it, and there is no sun. So what are you claiming?" "No, no, there is sun." I said, "Man, look, there is God. But if you don't see him, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist." Oh, that was too complicated philosophy for him to swallow. He was just, oh man, he felt like he is being caught on his own logic, saying that there is sun behind the clouds. So I said, "There is God behind your cloudy consciousness. But only because you cannot see it, you cannot experience it, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist." Oh, he became very upset. He felt like being fooled. Because how it can be? There is no God. And he said, "In my life, I didn't experience God's presence." So, like Radhanath Maharaj says in his lectures, "Do you have the eyes to see the Lord?" We don't have the eyes to see through the clouds, so we don't see the sun. If you don't have the eyes to see the Lord everywhere, and who can see the Paramatma in everyone's heart and in every atom? Only through Shastra Chakshu, through the eyes of Shastra, through the eyes of knowledge. There is one very interesting, very nice, sweet pastime in Lord Chaitanya's life. And there was one very learned scholar in Navadvip, Devananda Pandit. And he was very respected in Navadvip because he was known there, famous for being scholarly, educated nicely by Srimad Bhagavatam in particular. And he was giving regularly Srimad Bhagavatam discourses, and he had disciples. And he was very strict on following the sannyasi's lifestyle principles, following the celibate. So local people were respecting him. But although he was very well aware of the philosophy of Bhagavatam, he was not a devotee. He was not. Because he was promoting the impersonal liberation as the topmost perfection of life. And once, when Lord Chaitanya passing by with his devotees by the house of Devananda Pandit, heard him speaking on Bhagavatam, he became furious. He just became furious. What's this rascally spirit? He don't know the Bhagavatam. The essence of Bhagavatam is the love of God. He is just speaking nonsense. He was ready to attack Devananda Pandit, Lord Chaitanya, and just tear his book into pieces. Yes. The devotees, the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they just pleaded Lord Chaitanya to just leave Devananda Pandit in peace. Lord Chaitanya couldn't tolerate impersonalists giving purport on Bhagavata Purana, which is considered the topmost Vedic quintessence philosophy on the science of love to Godhead. He couldn't tolerate that. And on the other hand, wherever Lord Chaitanya was passing by, even it is said that when he was passing by through on the verge of the Navadvip's town, passing by the liquor shop, the alcohol shop, the bar, where low class people were drinking, even when there he was passing by, people in the liquor shop and the bar, they were just chanting, "Oh, Nimai Pandit, I like your singing. Hurry, 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 bull." They just, "Hurry, bull, hurry, bull, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." Drunkards. Just by seeing Lord Chaitanya, they were falling into the kirtan. So once, Lord Chaitanya, walking with the devotees through the street of Navadvip, he saw the Devananda Pandit coming in front of him. And Lord Chaitanya immediately remembered one instance. Some time ago, when Devananda Pandit was giving Bhagavatam discourse, one devotee, one pure-hearted devotee, associate of Lord Chaitanya, Srivastakur, he came to the house of Devananda Pandit just to listen to the Bhagavatam. Not to the purpose, but just to listen to the recitation of Bhagavatam shlokas. And that's why he was a devotee, he was a Vaishnava, Srivastakur, in whose house Lord Chaitanya was performing fantastic night kirtans. He came to the Devananda Pandit's house just to listen to the shlokas of Bhagavatam and fell into ecstasy. He started crying, he started weeping, and that disturbed the followers of Devananda Pandit. They were thinking, "Who is that guy? What he is doing? Why he is weeping? Why he is crying? Why he is interfering with the Bhagavatam class? What is this? He's nonsense. He's sentimental nonsense." And they kicked him away. They took him away from the house of Devananda Pandit. And Devananda Pandit didn't object it. He didn't object it. He just kept as nothing happened. And the devotee of the Lord was harassed. Srivastakur was kicked out of his house. So Lord Chaitanya, when he saw Devananda Pandit on the street, he said, "Oh, this is you, proud of being aware of philosophy of Bhagavatam, but my devotee was hurt because you kicked out of your house. Your fool's disciple." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, your fool disciples kicked the Vaishnava devotee from the house. So your chanting is nonsense. You just are fool and stupid and you don't know the philosophy of Bhagavatam. And Devananda Pandit, he didn't object it. He felt really, really, really bad. Because to be chastised by the Lord. And it is said in Chaitanya Leela, it is said that actually it's a great fortune one way or the other attract the attention of the Lord. Being chastised or being blessed or being glorified or whatever, just to get the attention of the Lord is the perfection of life. So although Devananda Pandit, he was not a Vaishnava devotee. He just was Pandit, he was a philosopher. And it is said that who knows by which sinful activities Devananda Pandit couldn't be a devotee. He knew Bhagavatam perfectly well. He just recited it, chanted, and gave discourses on the basis of Bhagavatam. But he was not a devotee. And it is said, a big misfortune. Spoiling the Bhagavatam essence, spoiling the Bhagavatam conclusion by giving impersonal interpretation on the supreme Purana. But after that, when Devananda Pandit was chastised by the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he felt really, really bad. Really bad. And he couldn't exist peacefully anymore. So once, when he heard the Harinam Kirtan performed by Vaishnava devotee, Vakreshwar Pandit, he got attracted. Got attracted only because once he was chastised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he heard the kirtan of Vakreshwar Pandit, he just joined him and was enjoying this kirtan so much of this Vaishnava, Vakreshwar Pandit. And when the crowd gathered, huge crowd gathered around the kirtan. In India, if something is happening immediately, huge crowds are coming together. Right away. So when the crowd came, gathered around, and Vakreshwar Pandit was just unaware of the external world, for 6 hours overnight, he was just chanting and dancing with devotees. For 6 hours, non-stop, during the night, just enjoying kirtan in ecstasy, not being aware what's going on around. So Devananda Pandit performed a service, devotional service. He just took a stick and he guarded away the people so that they would not interfere with Vakreshwar Pandit's ecstasy and chanting. And after the kirtan, when Vakreshwar Pandit came back to the external consciousness, he just approached Vakreshwar Pandit, threw himself onto the lotus feet of Vakreshwar Pandit, Vaishnava devotee, and begged for forgiveness and pleaded for mercy and blessings. And Vakreshwar Pandit, being a pure-hearted Vaishnava devotee, he blessed Devananda Pandit. Let Lord Krishna appear in your heart and let you feel a love for him. And from that day on, Devananda Pandit became a devotee. So this is the way a story of being a philosopher, knowing the Vedas, knowing the philosophy, and becoming a devotee. And this is the story, that without the mercy of the Vaishnava, by your own endeavor, there is no way to become a Vaishnava. There is no way in your heart awakened love for Lord Krishna. No way. So this subtle, wonderful Vaishnava culture of being, of serving the Vaishnava, of acting as a Vaishnava, and being blessed by another Vaishnava, is the essential part of a devotional life. Because in the world, people are put so much endeavor creating the situation of bodily conflict, and they are spoiled or they're infected with the concept of life that by my endeavor I can attain everything. Although all the Bhagavad Gita speaks about that. If you want to have a peace of mind, if you want to be equipoised, you have to learn the art of giving up the fruits of your activities. Instead, people get they are looking for some medications. Yesterday also quite some questions there were about how to overcome the stress. Yes. People are disturbed in their mind. People are not peaceful. People are in a terrible emotional, mental, intellectual condition. And they think, okay, let the doctors deal with that. Let doctors give me relief. But how can you trick the laws of material nature? There is no other way. We are a result, we are a product of material nature, but not the controller and the creator of it. So we are subordinate, we are subdued to being affected by the laws of nature. And there is nothing we can do. We follow or we rebel and suffer. So to admit the suffering of material existence is the first step in the life of a conditioned soul. And the Shudra is the one who suffers most because he has the least knowledge and understanding of this world, the Shudras, which are proud claiming of being descendants of the monkeys. How stupid is that? So more the conditioned soul is in the consciousness of body, more it suffers. And more it suffers, more it is stupid, thinking that let me increase bodily comfort so that the material existence would become pleasurable. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita teaches Arjuna. There are three happinesses, three types of happiness according to the gunas of material nature, sattva, raja, and tamas. And that was that which is in the beginning bitter, but at the end like a nectar. This is the happiness in the mode of goodness. At first you have to perform some austerity. So therefore the brahmanas know what's the use of obtaining or having something. Main thing that whatever you need in this life is supplied by your austerity. So just perform austerity and don't claim to have anything else. The austerity is the treasure. But who in the Kali Yuga wants to perform austerity? There is practically no truthfulness, no mercy, no austerity, no cleanliness. All the four pillars of religiosity are just been broken. So this is what we read in this part of Bhagavatam, what Shukadeva Goswami is teaching Maharaj Parikshit. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, dear Vaishnavas, maybe you have some commentary, some objection, some realization to share with us. Yes. Jai Jagannath Prabhuji.
Many of us, I feel sometimes, at least I can speak for myself, but I would venture to say it's true for others also, are like Devananda Pandit and have a material concept of devotees. And so you were saying the central idea is getting the blessings of devotees and serving them. We find that to be very difficult in our neophyte condition. And we oftentimes misinterpret the well wishes of devotees in the opposite way, as did the disciples of Devananda Pandit, or even the chastisement of Lord Chaitanya. We hear Lord Chaitanya being the most merciful avatar, but there are many past times where Lord Chaitanya was very harsh, with like the milk-drinking brahmacharis, one that comes to mind, or Mukunda Dutt, and so on. And so then, although they were able to overcome their material concepts, oftentimes, neophyte as we are, we're not able to do so. So how might we get the upper hand on our confidence in our material vision of things? Because usually the material vision is getting the upper hand, and as a result, we're becoming offensive in our minds and generally in our actions. So how might we get the upper hand so that won't take place and we can actually make spiritual advancement?
Thank you. It's not through the intelligence. Not through. It's through the heart. And it's interesting enough, just recently I was reading a second canto of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, just starting to explain the first steps of God realization to Maharaj Parikshit. And there is one wonderful purport of Srila Prabhupada where he says that Shukadeva Goswami, when he took birth, he was impersonalist. He was a liberated, self-realized soul, but not a devotee. Not a devotee. Shukadeva Goswami in the beginning, taking birth, he was not a devotee. More than that, he was not appreciating devotees. He was not. He was not Shukadeva Goswami. He was not appreciating devotees, and there is in the purport of Srila Prabhupada. And it is said that only after he heard Bhagavatam from Srila Vyasadeva, his father, only after that, inheriting the Vaishnava culture from a Vaishnava. And it's a personal thing. It's not that you, but on your own, can become a Vaishnava. No, you have to inherit. Like we can't take birth by ourselves on our own. We have to take birth from somebody, yeah, from parents. We can't take birth on our own. It's no way. So same thing, the Vaishnava culture, we have to inherit from somebody. Somebody has to give birth to me as a Vaishnava. Vaishnava Guru, Vaishnava Acharya, Vaishnava Sadhu. So this is the way. It's not through the intelligence that you would read Bhagavatam through. You would learn it like Devananda Pandit, and that process would guarantee you qualification of a Vaishnava. No. No. And until we are not Vaishnavas, we will not be able, as you mentioned, be appreciate the Vaishnava. Because who can understand the Vaishnava? Nobody. Nobody. Because he always acts on the from the direction of the Lord, spiritual master. The character of Vaishnava is transcendental. So with your material consciousness, what you can't figure out about transcendence? No way. So that's why at least what we can do is just to show respect, as we told yesterday. This is the initial stage of faith, of Shraddha. To show respect to every living entity, yeah? We know which Goswami Vrindavan was offering thousands dandavats during the day to the devotees of the Lord. Just to show the respect, at least. This is minimal what we can do. Then, by the mercy of a Vaishnava, to be blessed by him, then there is a chance of becoming a Vaishnava. Otherwise, through intelligence, through knowledge, through austerity, through performing of yajñas, through dana, no way. There is no mechanical way. So same thing as we took birth, in order to take birth, you have to take birth from somebody. Same thing, to be born as a Vaishnava, you have to be given birth by the blessing of the Vaishnava, the Lord himself, in the case of Chaitanya Lila. And there is no mechanical approach, there is no standard situation that. How you please the Vaishnava? Through the service. And it's an interesting statement that is said that who is a pure devotee? In Chaitanya Lila there is a statement. The pure devotee is the one who accepts Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bas. In your heart, deeply in your heart, just accept Lord Chaitanya, Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are considered a pure devotee by him. And this is also not about just reading it or knowing it. You have to take, you have to accept in your heart. The same thing like Shudra. If he admits in his heart that he is suffering, this is a qualification. This is a spiritual pre-qualification. Admit, I am suffering. But not imitate that. Oh, everything is just fine. Like, how are you doing? I'm okay. So what is this? I'm okay. Okay, it's just a show. It's not okay. Nothing is okay here in this world. How are you doing? I'm okay. Well, okay. Go your own way. Now, admit you are suffering, but it's interesting that the most joyful are the ones who admit that the world is a place for suffering. Devotees, huh? They admit and they dance and they chant. It doesn't make them miserable. People think, oh, if I admit that I'm suffering, that will make my life miserable. No! Then he just laughs at the miseries of this world and they chant, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the next stage. You admit you are suffering? Then, okay, what's the mission of life? Who I am? Then the natural question arises, who am I? What I have to do? What's my mission of life? Chant Hare Krishna. This is devotional service. Oh! So, step after step, you have to surrender. You have to practice, learn the art of surrender. Accepting, yes? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ki? Jai. Yes. Accept that. And how it will be proved? In your actions. Then you come to the temple, then you enjoy, relish the forms of the Lord. How they are beautifully dressed. Where will you see in the street somebody walking with the garlands, dressed like a king? Everyone is dressed like gray or black. So at least you come to enjoy the transcendental fashion style. Beautiful. Always fresh. Flowers fresh. Dress fresh, mood fresh. Amazing. When I was in Montreal with Gokulananda Prabhu Temple president there, every morning we were just being intoxicated by the new dress of the deities on the altar. It's like intoxication. Transcendental. So that means I am accepting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am enjoying how they look. I am enjoying their mood, always in a kirtan mood. That means. Otherwise, to read that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Personality of Godhead, okay, I don't object. It's not acceptance. I don't object. It doesn't mean I accepted that in my heart. So all the work is to be done in your heart. And in Kali Yuga is so much stress onto your intelligence and brain. Learn by heart and just know the more things you know, more intelligent you are. So what? It doesn't help. It doesn't help. Unless you are not blessed by a Vaishnava devotee, it doesn't help you. You can be the most intelligent man on earth, Einstein, whomever, Darwin, I don't know, whomever. It doesn't help. Devananda Pandit, the perfect knower of Bhagavatam philosophy. It doesn't help. It makes Lord Chaitanya furious, misinterpreting the philosophy of Bhagavatam. Only by the blessing of Vaishnava. Only. And who seeks a blessing nowadays? Our parents, elder people, they've been locked into the houses for elder people and nobody wants to see them. They are the most valuable asset of society. The people who live the life through and have the experience. Yesterday in the public lecture there was one man, 91 year old. Oh, looked quite fit. He walks himself and like that. And I was praising the wisdom of the elder people and we had I had a talk with him. And they were so pleased. He came with his wife and you could see they're like a couple lived all life through together and they're like baka, nice couple. And they were so pleased. And I told everyone, just see. I just got their blessings without asking them. I just told how valuable they are, how beautiful they are, how wonderful qualities of a character you have, soft heart, so that you could live together all life through together in a couple. And still be smiling. You have 91 year old and you still smile happy. So I told this man, may you live long life. And he said, it's enough. I don't want. I don't want. So he's you can see that by nature this man is sattvic. He comes to the class, he enjoys listen about the God. He is pious and he don't mind, although he considers himself Christian, he don't mind listen Vedic wisdom. So you just appreciate the person and he will bless you. Like Devananda Pandit, he appreciated the kirtan of Vakreshwar. He just appreciated. What happened? Nothing. He just appreciated. Just appreciated. And try to do some service so that keep the crowd a little bit away from Vakreshwar, dancing and chanting for 6 hours. Just did little service. And he was blessed. Right away. Blessed by Vakreshwar Pandit. So let us appreciate how wonderful the deities are. Let us appreciate the philosophy. Let us appreciate the service Srila Prabhupada did to the humanity. Appreciate. And you can be blessed by Srila Prabhupada right now, right away, right today. Just appreciate. This is the culture. This is the Vaishnava culture. Otherwise, through intelligence, through education, what you can achieve. Well, you can spend money, lots of money, get a credit, get in debt, and get the knowledge. And what that helps doesn't make you happier. Unfortunately, it doesn't. Oh, please forgive me, Prabhuji. Maybe I got too far. Yes, Prabhu.
A statement that I can identify myself with that, like materialistic person, they value their present opinion above absolute truth. But the other valuable instruction you gave is, Vaishnava is born by a Vaishnava. I'm facing a hard time understanding this. In the light of when I see, Krishna conscious movement, if we see Lord Chaitanya, then sixth Goswami was followed by the age of darkness. Then comes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then it is followed by age of darkness. And then, comes Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. So, when I see myself, I am too much caught up with my opinion. How I don't know how I can explain this. How I can receive this message properly so I can be born as a Vaishnava, you know. Because otherwise it will further dilute. How you see this, you know, nurturing in ourselves so that this torch can be carried forward.
When the storehouse of love of Godhead was opened wide and the lock of the storehouse was broken by Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, what was the price one had to pay to get the love for Godhead? Eagerness. This is the currency you have to pay. Eagerness to get the love for Godhead. Otherwise, if I am eager to get some cash, I will get. Will that make me happy? Rather miserable. And then I think, I need more cash. So where is the logic? It will make you more miserable. Eagerness. That's why we read, that's why Srila Prabhupada writes about that. So that the hunger for love for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, would arise in our heart. Then we seek. Like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is a nice story how Narad Muni was searching all over the universe for the association of a Vaishnava who was most blessed by Lord Krishna. He was searching all over the universe, approaching Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Hanumanji, so the greatest personalities all over the universe, so that to get his association or blessing. What is the way? To have hunger, eagerness, and search. Look, Maharaj Parikshit, huh? All his life was looking for the Krishna, for the person, darshan of whom he got in the womb of the mother. And the rest of his life he was looking, where is Krishna? No, he is not Krishna. No, he is not. So, eagerness, hunger, and search. Look, hungry for the blessing, hungry for the mercy. Then you are naturally humble. When you want to get something, you are humble. You ask, you are in a prayerful mood. Look for those. Ask everyone. Senior people, Vaishnavas, Maharajas, temple president, anyone. Just ask for blessings. Ask. When we are proud, what blessings? Why do I need them? Come on. I am a smart guy. I've got cash in my pocket. I'm not stupid. I know how this world goes. I'll manage myself, my way through, back home, back to Godhead. Anyway, on the way, I may bribe some gatekeeper, Jayan Vijayan, and get inside. Well, everyone takes bribes. Yes, Prabhu.
We often hear submissive oral reception. And I remember devotees asking Srila Prabhupada, this person wants to see God, And Prabhupada says, bring him to me, I will show him God, I will remove the cataracts from his eyes. But then exactly. He says, why do you always want to see God? You should hear about God.
The blind man comes and says, I want to see the God. Man, you don't have eyes.
I like that, remove the cataracts.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
then,
that.
Then we said, gratitude, you know, instead of attitude. And then I was reading Srila Prabhupada, I believe it was Srila Prabhupada said, it's Maya's potency to make this Hare Krishna movement look ridiculous. You ever hear that?
No.
It's in Achyutananda's book.
Okay.
You've heard of that book, Blazing Sadhus? It just came out, I guess, about a year
ago.
Okay,
yeah, it's fresh. I didn't get it.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Shishi Kishore Kishore ki, Jagannath Baladeva Sabhadra ki, Shishi Gaurantai ki, Gaura Premanande.